Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital rabbit hole to bring you the latest and greatest in tech. I'm Alex, your guide through the maze of ones and zeros.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow tech enthusiast and the voice of the people, because let's face it, sometimes this stuff gets complicated.
Oh, it sure does, Jamie. And speaking of complicated, today we're tackling a big one, choosing the right NoSQL database for your application. A decision that can feel like choosing a favorite ice cream flavor at a shop with 100 options.
100 flavors? Now that's a shop I need to visit. But back to databases. I've heard of SQL databases, you know, the ones with tables and rows. But NoSQL? That's like SQL's rebellious sibling, right?
Exactly, Jamie. NoSQL stands for not only SQL. It's like the cool cousin who rides a motorcycle and doesn't conform to the traditional table layout. NoSQL databases are all about flexibility, scalability, and high performance for specific types of data and access patterns.
Sounds cool, but also a bit overwhelming. How do I know which one to choose?
Great question. NoSQL databases come in four main flavors: document, key value, column family, and graph. Each has its own strengths and ideal use cases.
Ooh, like different tools in a toolbox. Can you give me a quick rundown?
Sure thing. Imagine you're building a user profile system. A document store like MongoDB, which organizes data in JSON-like structures, could be perfect because of its flexibility with semi-structured data.
Got it. And what about key-value stores?
They're lightning fast for lookups. Redis is a popular choice here, great for caching and sessions where you're mostly retrieving data based on a key.
Lightning fast, huh? Sounds electrifying. What about the other two types?
Column family stores, like Apache Cassandra, excel at handling large volumes of data across many machines, making them ideal for analytics and time series data. Graph databases, on the other hand, like Neo4j, are fantastic for relationships. Think social networks or recommendation engines.
Ah, so if I want to build the next big social media platform, I should be looking at graph databases?
Exactly. But regardless of the type, it's crucial to consider your data structure, access patterns, and scalability needs. And don't forget about evaluating consistency, partitioning, and replication trade-offs, thanks to our friend, the CAP theorem.
CAP theorem. Sounds like a superhero's code of ethics. What's that about?
Not quite superhero stuff, but it's a fundamental principle in distributed systems. It states you can only guarantee two out of the following three: consistency, availability, and partition tolerance. It's a balancing act depending on your application's needs.
I see. Making choices in NoSQL seems to be about trade-offs, huh?
Precisely. And speaking of choices, security, monitoring, and testing are as critical as the data model. For instance, ensuring your NoSQL database is well-configured can prevent data breaches, a real nightmare scenario.
Yikes. That sounds scary. But I guess with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Jamie. And before we wrap up, let's not forget real-world applications. Companies like Netflix and Amazon use NoSQL for their high availability, globally distributed systems. It's fascinating to see theory put into practice at such a massive scale.
Truly fascinating. And I must say, Alex, you've demystified NoSQL databases for me and hopefully our listeners too. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
Just that. Like choosing your favorite ice cream flavor, picking the right NoSQL database comes down to your specific taste. Or in this case, your application's requirements. Do your homework, prototype, and don't be afraid to experiment.
Wise words to end on. Thanks, Alex, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world with Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Until next time, keep nerding out.